Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Now, the Goldbergs. The Allisons are leaving Lastonbury. Sylvia's gone, and Molly hopes that the past, with all its tragedy and sorrow, are gone too. Dr. Cater and Molly have between them given the Allisons a new beginning and a new possibility of happiness. And so the Goldbergs stand at the station, waving goodbye. Molly's eyes are brimming. Sammy looks rather sober, and Seymour, reflectively, is fingering a bag of rice, which he hasn't the nerve to throw.
Maybe they'll write a letter, maybe. Well.
Well, so what are we standing and looking at each other?
Come, Rosalie. Come, Sammy. Come, Seymour.
I smell a bag of rice bagging for one kernel. Would have been out of place. That's why I didn't.
Well, let's go.
All right. So let's go. Go, darling. Walk with Papa, Rosalie. I'll walk with Sammy.
May I walk with you, Rosie?
Why not?
The shortcut or through the village, Molly?
The shortcut, and then I wouldn't have to answer many questions from the neighbors. Miss Miller looked beautiful, didn't she?
Mrs. Allison, you mean, Rosie?
Uh-huh. She looked very charming. Go walk, Rosie. Then. Well, let's walk over here, Sammy, dear. Why so quiet, Sammy?
No reason, Ma.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Why are you walking so slowly?
We're walking, Jay, dear. We're walking. So, with the castle. So, we're all together again, just like always, Sammy.
It's been a long time since we've been all together like always.
You sure you don't want to stop off for something, Molly?
No, Jay, dear. I have everything. Said what I said, Sammy. I have everything. I have.
You always did, Ma.
Not always, Pamela. Not always. For a little while, I thought I lost everything.
Because I was thinking of getting married?
No, Pamela, not because of that. Because marriage you will get someday, and I won't lose it. Rosie will get married, and you will get married, and there'll be wives and husbands and children. I'm waiting and hoping for that, family. It wasn't the marriage. No. It was because, well, it was you.
Did I act as badly as that?
Not bad, family. You just acted, I don't know, to me you so strange.
Well, that's all over now.
Yes, it's over. And yes, but I'm glad it's over. I don't have to settle. Now I can sit back again and watch how you become what you want to become, whatever it is, family. Now is the time when a parent can sit, how shall I say it, in the diamond horseshoe and see a child begin to act like a person. Yes, family, now is a good time in living. Then the fruit is on the tree.
What's the serious conversation about?
Nothing, dear darling. We're walking and we're talking.
Why, am I excluded?
Who said?
You have no regrets, I hope, Sammy.
Yes.
Did I say something wrong?
No, Pa.
Now that it's all over, we'll have the privilege to talk.
What good is that? It's over.
Forgotten?
Soon.
Then I'm satisfied and I'm happy.
All right. All right. Rosalie, you have mine pocket book, but chance.
Yes, Mama, darling. You want it?
Yeah, please, dear. I have my handkerchief there. Wait, Joyce, I want my pocket book.
We'll walk ahead. Come with me, Sammy.
Go with Papa, Sammy, dear. Walk ahead.
Come on.
Thank you, darling.
Mrs. Goldberg, May I have your permission to take your daughter to the movies tonight?
Mama, darling, you said
you
that...
can go, Rosalina. You can go if you wish.
Thank you, Mrs. Dover.
Wait for me, Jake, dear. Wait for me, darling. Come.
I'm very grateful to your mother for her permission.
Well, I may be too tired to go see her.
Oh. Are you telling me that you'd rather not go?
I didn't say that.
Oh, be careful, Miss Goldberg. May I take you along?
I'm all right. They're walking very fast. Let's wait for my mother and father and see them.
No, they're right in back of us. It's still broad daylight. I can invite your mother to the movies if that's what...
No, it's just that I'm tired after all the excitement we had. And...
Oh, if that's the reason. I mean, if it isn't personal... Will you accompany me some other night?
Why not?
Does that mean you will, Miss Goldberg? I don't mean to urge you or force myself on you, but you see, we know each other for quite some time now. And if you haven't known of my admiration for you, it's only because of my extreme modesty. I've always desired to present a modest front to the world in times of success or in times of failure. My eye is always set firmly on its goal, which is to make myself a career in this world.
I hope you're very successful.
Thank you, Miss Goldberg. Look at me today, in my present condition, which is an office boy at the mill. It might be difficult to see what I can become. But all successful individuals are worth a great assault, start at the bottom. Present, I'm engaged in a struggle for existence, and time will tell how and where I shall end. But if ambition, if hard work can accomplish my goal, then I will accomplish it.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you for your words of confidence, Miss Goldberg. For a man, nothing is more important than encouragement from a woman. A woman's trust, Miss Goldberg, gives a man much of the steel and the will to do. Ever since I came to Lansbury and first met you and your family, I knew my destiny had at last begun to get to work. I recognize my destiny, Miss Goldberg. I fear it in my bones. And I'm not the kind of an individual who lets opportunity knock unheeded on his door. Although I'm young, I have an adult mind. I keep my nose to the grindstone, and I'm no playboy.
Well, work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Granted, Miss Goldberg. I'll play also. But now, well... I know, Rosie, Miss Goldberg, that socially you're far above me. You're my boss's daughter. But in a world where social barriers are breaking down, can I hope that
Seymour...
Say Seymour again. Just the way you just said it.
Seymour, I...
All my life, my name has been Seymour. But never did it have any meaning for me. That name has... dignity when you say it.
Seymour, you...
Rosalie, is that Martha Hill before?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hello, Martha.
Maybe you won't be too tired,
Martha,
to go to the movies tonight.
Hello, Martha, what is it? Well, what is it, Martha, dear?
You didn't need your tea.
Yeah,
out in the house. So I couldn't do anything but let her sit on the porch.
Sit on the porch?
Who?
Well, she got off the bus.
Who got off the bus?
Well, she says she's your sister.
Whose sister?
Seymour's sister.
My sister?
She wants to know what it's all about.
What?
Land of gosh and gracious goodness me, how can I know?
But Seymour seems to know. His face is getting redder by the minute, and he looks as if he'd like to turn and run. The Goldbergs hurry home with Seymour trailing behind.